Ever start writing a story and feel like it slowly breaks down the longer you work on it? That's exactly why Novellium exists. And no, it's not another AI tool trying to take over your story. Novellium keeps you fully in control while catching the issues that derail drafts. Plot holes, pacing problems, timeline slips, and character mistakes. It's like having a story editor beside you while your voice stays untouched. Everything feels cleaner, clearer, and easier to finish. Start using Novellium today and get your first month free with code PODCAST at novellium.so. That's NOVELIUM.so with code PODCAST.
Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Welcome everybody. What is another episode of Unscripted? We are here with the usual suspects. Most of the usual suspects. The illustrious, the one with an impeccable 30 plus years in the media, Rodney Campbell. Can't water the name in the middle, yeah.
Youth.
Yeah, legend of the game.
True. Baba Luna lead, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have international reggae dancer, superstar.
Big up and blessed.
Craigie T.O.K. Alright, so now we have one of them man, the old legendary long time, but I think Jamaicans never know that. Until Zimmy, earlier this morning, man, the man of reason I remember a thing named Shakers. From this one, I remember Otis. That was a part of the man he used to keep up at Portmore. Yeah. You know, one place from my rooftop. Before the toll line on and something, the time they had Causeway Bridge. Mm. Can you imagine a long time?
And then I see the man
take that and turn that into a media career. Hosting career, yeah, I mean that kind of thing. You're different already. What's the current?
Yeah, just more different things. Yeah. But really, yeah, man, we have a little Monday night show for Newstalk.
Yeah,
Real Talk, regional entertainment and lifestyle.
Yes.
What about your station today?
Yeah.
That's a Thursday.
Yeah,
nation.
Jamaican dads.
Jamaican dads.
And
with a Z.
And Jamaican dads as
well. Yeah.
With a Z. So yeah. God isn't here, as you can imagine. So Otis are going to sit in for
that. Of course.
And of course,
what's
I am.
Who are you?
I am Coffee, just the original Coffee.
Because
the
other tea.
One. Not the pregnant one, the other one.
Oh, they got them tea. Straight up.
Yeah. My wife tea.
Yeah. Keep it straight.
But now I'm not going to sit me up. What do you say about you getting them tea?
So wife alone like you then?
Yeah. Yes, right.
No. Right answer. Yes, right answer.
I'm just asking.
Honestly.
How much time have I done a car there for you?
Ain't nobody come to see you all this daily. I'm going to turn it to that meme right now.
Yeah, bad.
Let me start coming to me now.
We have proven this through every episode. He can't help himself.
Me used to him. Hey. Well, we're not that close.
Used to me, brother. What you do?
Today will be a fun show. Big up everybody who has tuned in. I don't know if nobody else I get feedback. I'm getting feedback. People, surprisingly, some people from out of the blue. That's like, yo, I'm going to see a podcast. It's a good look. So, yeah, big up to all of them. Thanks for the support. I appreciate the feedback. I think what we have managed to do thus far is to at least, you know, gather some interest. Mm-hmm. And people more than ever want to see what we have to offer. And I think the topic this week will kind of give that. This week we're going to talk about what it takes. What does it mean to be a real man?
Some people are uncomfortable, don't
they? With the term.
Yeah, people are getting a fast step on, but that's not everywhere.
And real man has a tendency to offend people. So when I talk about false man versus real man, actual meaning of man and not boy.
Yeah. In practical terms, we're not talking about no theory.
Yeah.
We're talking about
in the streets, in the office, in life, man.
Society, right. Community.
How you go about representing
household.
Yeah. What we're supposed to stand for, what we're supposed to contribute, what we're supposed to look like to those looking up to us.
It's true.
And I think You see, I start the clock.
You whore glass.
And I think too many misguided youth in our society. I'm going to say youth, I just mean males. I mean females too, you see me? Like, when I see what I go on, it almost embarrassing. Yeah. To see some of the things that we say happen, schools. I mean, it used to always happen, to be fair. We see the bullying in other schools and certain little things, but some aspects of it, I feel like them youth that come from a place that them, when them hear, or when them sip on TV and them think it cool, them interpret that and try to reenact that.
Yeah. And one of the technicalities, you know, you see, when you don't know what you're supposed to be, right, operating as,
yeah,
then you find that you're seeking a little bit more, and that creates a chaos, that creates the outliers, that creates the extremists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the problem, where we don't have enough examples to say this is what manhood looks like, this is what pre-man
was.
Well, sorry, pre-becoming a man. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Well, I mean, and as such, you prepare yourself to go into that phase. In another way.
I'll be very honest with you though.
Prepare yourself for going out of space.
Hey, that's all we do.
We're out of space.
We're throughout life. Prepare ourselves for going out of space.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. You know, when you seriously think about it, and this is what makes people very uncomfortable a lot of the times. Our women, yes, our grandmothers, our mothers, our women socialize our boys, generally socialize our boys in the most dysfunctional way. We, as men, aid and abet in a large way the dysfunction of youth. And then we wonder, all these women sit down when they buck up on men. What them expect of men is not who them been helping to grow and create. No. Mm-hmm. So, you teach the youth to be irresponsible. Him sister must be responsible. You teach the youth to love in discipline. Him sister must... So, watch how the thing are work, you know. And eventually, when you put together the girl who has been growing a certain way, and the boy who grew a certain way, then we say, well, you know, see how the man them weak in a society, and all them this and all them that. And we plant that, make it set root, and we wait until it reach. Go and go 3 steps. And what I said, 3 are wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then who defines what that is supposed to look like? What establishment is there that defines it? Yeah, everybody have to just create their own definition right now. I don't see clear parts.
No, 40, and that's 50, part of 40, 50 years ago, man and fat and them, man and now, you start to understand if you can trace the difference between that society and this. You understand it?
It's very tricky because the thing is, you know, depending on your upbringing, depending on your surrounding and your circumstances, being a human can look different ways. But so may I try to find a universal definition. That's what I'm gonna say so, okay, like, may I try to figure it to me, like this is something that I've been pondering for years.
I think I can help you with that. So I think there are some qualities. We can't define.
Well no, before you even reach the quality, may I have one sentence on the come to.
Mm-hmm.
That has been guiding me for a long time. A whole lot of people have ideas of where they want to go and like what them expect them life to look like. But I feel like a real man is the one with a vision and a plan and a dedication to the execution of that plan.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't see that much in the youths them nowadays. Mm. They must say, yo, them want this and them want that and them want that. So they might them dreaming, but them don't have a clear vision and them don't have a step-by-step plan on how to get there, and them not willing enough to even take the first steps.
And appreciate the sacrifice.
And appreciate the sacrifice that comes along with that.
I appreciate the interpretation, the Craig, because...
Long time me appreciate.
Me along that line with you, my brother. And to me, a real man work is never done. So a real man understand leadership and the need for guidance. Ambition with the need for pursuit constantly. The seeking of not information but knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And the willingness to understand that the work never ends. Once no real man don't sit down and feel say him arrive at a destination and him journey is complete. Because there's always more in the pursuit of becoming. Once you reach our city there and say, yeah, you hear me? All right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know, achieve that door.
But
you'll never get there. Mm-hmm. So once we understand that to perfect is to improve.
Constantly.
Well, to improve is to change. And to perfect is to change constantly. Mm-hmm. So if we're aiming for perfection, we're constantly going to evolve and like a change. But I think there are some things that never change, we never variate from them. And those are the pillars that I kind of want us to say, you know. We can't define a good man. I don't think we'll ever be in a space to define it.
But Kaffi, before you define, I want to make sure you say not hurt yourself, you know, because I'm sure there'll be somebody watching the podcast. We're going to use a term, toxic. Masculinity.
Well, I got some number.
But that's something. So, I'm going to wait for because at the end of the day.
No, but that's part of the record.
Mm. I believe that is maybe how I need to be represented 24/7.
Mm.
Whether you want to consider it toxic or not. But the real masculinity, as far as I'm concerned, I have an overbearing desire to protect, to lead. To be the one who is willing to, as I mentioned, sacrifice for the greater good.
Sorry for cutting, but right there, someone wants to be for the greater good, because you mentioned good man a while ago, but good man and real man are two different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Different thing, because sometimes you have to be.
Sometimes you have to be a bad man
for people who own good.
Absolutely.
And for your own good.
Absolutely.
Kaffi, yeah. You're a kill for your children?
Absolutely. What?
Oh, God.
Hold on. Would you kill for your children?
On camera?
No. Done. Would you kill for your children?
That can be a question, of course.
All right. Would you love, hug, and cry holding your children? Can you have the ability to hold them, hug them,
and show them a softer side?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is the foundation of man. There are people who don't have the capacity to go to the needed extreme.
Mm-hmm.
A man cannot be a passive human being, afraid to go where he needs to go, or afraid to step, or too brave to know when to step back and allow the center. So this toxic argument is built by people who want to erase over yourself and keep you over yourself. We will term it something else. It's the strength of man.
Mm-hmm.
And women say they want that strong man. Don't it?
Of course, they need.
Okay, so what is the opposite of that masculinity?
Yeah, okay. Watch this.
That should be feminine.
So what you said, if I'm going to summarize, because I listen to it, but if I'm going to summarize, what you said, a man must be driven. You have a goal, you know where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You have a vision, you have a plan. And you must be disciplined because you have to execute that plan. Mm-hmm. Flawlessly. You see what I say? So I break out characteristics out of what you say.
Mm-hmm.
So you see me? Be driven.
Mm-hmm.
Be disciplined
mm-hmm.
in the pursuit of what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You go up on a whole different extreme. You speak to protection. You speak to support. You speak to nurturing, even though that's mm-hmm. still not really expected from men. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean?
We have the capacity and greatness too.
Exactly. Yeah. You speak to a more of a man who grounded in a who he is. So much so that no matter what somebody want to think or how somebody want to interpret something, you know what I mean? That man must say, yo, you might deem it toxic, but I deem it important for me to pass on these values because these are essential. These are parts of me that I will never compromise on.
And these are my non-negotiables for every society.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because, when you think about society, we always remove ourselves from nature, but we are human beings, so we are such higher beings. But if you step back and look at the animal kingdom and how they operate, you appreciate why there are roles. It's not by accident why one gender is not normally stronger. It's because there must be a gender that takes on that role of the risk, take on that role of the protect. And if I'm going to be your greatest protector, then there must be something stronger in me. I have to have a mindset to Absolutely. Say that this is where I stand, my ground, for the people I protect.
That's natural selection. The fittest, we always break it down to say the fittest are the fit survive.
Exactly.
But it's not physically fit per se. You know what I mean?
In our modern era, it has to transcend to not just physical strength, but exactly. mental.
Because now we're dealing
and focus.
With... Yeah, we're dealing with people who are manipulators. You know what I mean? We're dealing with, for lack of a better term, bad mind. There are some people just envious and they're like to see you progress because your progress means your highlight for them failure in their mind. You know what I mean? Stuff like that, I think they'll have to deal
but
with.
But in that's many ways, that's how people, that sort of people grow. Understand, sir.
So yeah, go back to the foundation.
No, this is what I said to you is Craig started with, I think, one of the most fundamental things that is sometimes neglected in who we become as men. The reason people can sit and tell you what they believe in, if you go in our community, everybody in our community said, we born church. You have to understand. As them grow older and even go to other communities, why them come with this philosophy? Maybe over time, being in a situation that everybody else have got church and talk about church, they might now gain a little experience.
Yeah.
Only probably as man, when your mother sit down and I look across the neighbor yard and I try to say, how it is that our picnic at the well, she find a kind of reason, negative reason for suggest this and that and who over there buy TV, negative. Mr. Chin up on the road, the reason why him have that shop there, negative. Mm-hmm. You walk with a philosophy where tell you say, the world against you, mm-hmm. everybody are them and them,
mm-hmm.
we are all doing in our life, and then we start say, yeah, hear me not now, go on now, my lord. And we say, you're worthless. You can't think like that as man. True, you reach a certain age, you must seek the knowledge.
I really man understand.
What may I say to you? We must understand sometime, not necessarily agree, how some youths come to where them is.
Yeah.
Because if you walk in a certain community, you understand that to step out and say you have the ambition or you have a drive to be
more than what you are.
Suddenly, yeah, 6 months upon us, so we are doing.
You feel like
you're better than a man.
Yeah. You feel like they're better than we. And that's why enough you would feel like they're going to dumb down themselves, brother. You know what I tell me? Unfortunately, we never grew in the ghetto, but spend time in the ghetto.
Not so unfortunately. Yeah, all right, when you grow up, good place to grow.
Yeah, big moment. I'm going to make sure I'm going to grow up at home.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I can play ball on certain ends, and you know what I mean? You know the game, but you play sports, you can find yourself in certain spaces. And I can speak standard English if I want to. But especially in those spaces, you know some of my proper nerd, I read all the expose them side that to me in a certain spaces, brother, because people see that as a weakness and them deem that as something where as a younger youth when I grew up, I used to shun that side of them, I used to feel like I don't want to embrace that side of them because
of the influences.
Yeah, the people them when they're around me, like, they make me feel like that's a bad thing. Like if you're smart, you're a punk. You know what I'm saying? I mean if I want to be a punk, so you don't know, you hold up and you embrace your thug side, your manly side, and you shun the other side, but the truth is, nothing wrong with that. Like, so what if you read books?
But coffee.
Growing.
You hit the nail on the head when you come to how a man represents in a society. And for me, I'm speaking now in my home. I come from the ghetto.
Right.
I spend most of my younger life growing up in Portmore, but I'm Maxfield, I come from that part of Maxfield. But I grew up with a father who, although him do everything you could imagine, negative, I was not allowed to. And he would always show me that the world is a much bigger place with greater possibilities. So I see the same bridge in them when my lawyer for walk go school with and ramp without the stuff. When them go on a road at night time, 6, 7 o'clock, nobody can find them. You are going to the woman. They might can't read the book them that I read. But they might go tell me, make sure you sit down and read it. And tell me why inside.
Explain
this. Because he represents, he understands that he must create an ideology, a philosophy, a system, a culture that governs the household. And it must be one that lifts that household to another level.
Absolutely.
How many men represent themselves real and that never take intelligence or money? It takes just a personal instinct as a man that it must lift whatever we are in.
Yeah, you must improve your environment in some way, shape, or form. But hold on, I want to mention a thing a while ago, Otis, when I hear you talking about how your father was around for growing up. The thing is, you know, which Minosis, we never mention, when we talk about the difference between, well, I don't even know what the broader category is, but a real man versus a man, or them man there, right? If you notice, there's no, I've never heard a distinction like that when they're referring to women, right? She's a real woman. You know, nobody say those things.
That's discrimination.
You don't hear that. But the reason for that is that being a real man requires dedicated discipline, effort.
You have to work.
It require work. It require hard work. You can't. You don't just get it.
Should I deserve a gold card?
But the thing is, you can't reach it neither without guidance. And no woman can teach you or tell you what it is because they don't have a fucking clue.
They can't tell them.
The only title women get in the last 15 years that sit as the embodiment of so many things, she's a strong woman. You know, you from here, she's a strong woman.
Because she's not.
No, you don't have to put any other woman. Hold on. No. What may I say to you is
this. You know what you mean?
The woman who is called a strong woman in 2025 don't need to do nothing more in her life. And in the next 25 years, she'll be still called, no matter what else she did do or don't do.
Yeah.
She was always a strong woman. The man who is called a strong man today.
Yeah, man.
You say next month, if him sit down, sir.
Yeah, man.
And I'm going to say, I want to go on.
This boy.
Brother, I'm going to tell you the pressure. You know, see me, I tell you, man.
We have to represent.
The money are like cardboard, they went up there. And
we have to represent everything. Like,
how easy. That is why the continuum of this argument that says, who is this man? this man cannot settle, be satisfied with, or appreciate a place and say the journey done.
Because it never ends.
It never really ends.
There is no end to
it. You must always be seeking.
Uh-huh. And that is what you need a father to tell you. Or at least a positive role model. At least a positive role model.
To be thank you. Me like how you make
because
sure.
Nobody can. You can't understand. Somebody have to tell yourself, listen, there is no. I don't want to say light at the end of the tunnel, but there's no pot of gold.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no end
as
point.
As I said, nobody's coming to save you.
Not for sure.
It's you.
You have to figure it out. You have to do it today. You have to do it tomorrow. You have to do it next week. You have to do it next month. Next year. Next decade. You have to figure it out. You have to figure it out, and you will always have to figure it out until you're dead.
Absolutely.
4 hours sit down, so.
And you're gonna have to figure it out after that.
That's why I buy insurance.
The proceeding was brought to you by Otis.
Otis
Hamilton.
Great.
You see, we are doing the maths now. This is what we call the actual data. 4 hours sit down. You mentioned your father already. Please take note that you mentioned that your father, in spite of how him mm-hmm. did it good, your father was in your life 100%?
No.
Your father was in your life 100%?
Unfortunately, couldn't be.
So we sit here as four men. It is fair to say, we're not cruff. But point out that to suggest to you, that when Craig made the statement a while ago, only by people jump up and talk about, oh, that's why fathers are important. My most dysfunctional friend them have them father in them house from day one.
Facts.
What you call
them, no.
Me grew up come see some model families with father, mother, married, living out. Some of the most dysfunctional household. But the one thing me learned.
Yes.
You see the next part. Me too. The next part when Craig said, are positive male role models.
Absolutely.
The first time my old lady, God rest her soul, she looked at me good and said, you know, there are certain things I feel, say, Uncle Willie for teacher, Scott for teacher, so on. Not that she can, but certain things.
Think it's best.
Yeah.
Because she don't relate to those things.
Mm-hmm.
It was she who often trusted by other mothers for them sons, come get them experience there. Because, and I segue just, you'll understand it. To see a mother, see a boy pick me at 5-6 year old. And him ride a little tricycle. Him and it at the same height. Where my job go? That's all. Mm-hmm. And he might take him a little time in barely I got a job. And the first thing she do, you know what? Is that right? No. That's it. Check it
out. No more tricycle.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you know, look at the way mothers understand something, and that is their boys start off as their babies.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes make mistake and turn them into their boyfriend.
Yeah,
yes.
Regular something.
Check every time you see the road are black in a Jamaica. The women are out there making sure to tell you the reason why Tom. You don't see one whole heap of man out there stop and say, oh, because.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this. It's the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast.
And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sail for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
We not accept we pick me as bad man. What me say what is?
Never.
Me never hear no done. I mean, know a few are of any done. Who said to them, son, you hear me? Me I need a lot of school something, you know. No, but one turn doctor, no, waste of time. The 9 times out of 10, even the most dysfunctional man I try to tell him, son, say, listen me good. Mm-hmm. You can't become anything else than great.
But Rodney, that was exactly my situation.
All right.
I never smoke yet, and my father sell weed. So, I can't smoke.
Right. We grew up on that. Those guys do that, as I say.
Exactly.
And I wanted to reinforce the points that both of you made, well, all of you made. There was a study done in the US on incarcerated males.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at those that had the mother in the household, single mother households, both parents in the household, and those who grew up with just a father.
Yeah.
There was a significant number, or it was unevenly yoked towards the ones who were single mother households. Mm-hmm. And the presence of a male, sometimes not a father, but a father figure, just the presence of a male in the household or around a child growing up, reduces his risk of being exposed to the things that would get him incarcerated by, I think it's like 60% or more.
Yeah. But a significant number
is vast. Mm-hmm. And they must show you, say, yeah, while a youth might, if a youth grew up without a mother, he might lack certain emotional responses, but he will be fundamentally more calculated because he will think more. Another thing we must feel like is another fundamental value, you them not think for themselves. It's like them programmed by whatever them think cool for social media and TV. And they can't separate that and realize, say, yo, that's not people's real life.
A sheep are lead sheep.
You understand? No, exactly. You know, a sheep are lead sheep. We not have no real life and them now step up and say, yo, I could do this. Me if you say a modern day Marcus Garvey. What Marcus Garvey are our generation then?
That rough is
every time we see it look like we see the sprinklings.
It won't look the same.
It got weak. Like
it won't look the same, I'm sure. But yeah, please, we are call out for them because we need a revolution.
Do you really need another Marcus Garvey?
The thing is, it's really tricky, you know, because it's just what come with it. Well, I don't know about Marcus Garvey days, but I know about these days. I can clearly identify. Every day I go up on the road, I pay attention to it. There was a point in time when I used to count just how much man just a stand up on a street side from point A to point B. Them not have nothing, them not really have no purpose, it would seem.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not talk to them, so I can't know for sure. But just loitering, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. And it has a sound weird, you know, but like, especially when you go up on the road at nighttime, yeah? When you say you're going to do road and you go da-dancing. The amount of men who are out there, really, they're not going to tell you say that, you know. But it's a daddy, them a look.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's real. It's a daddy, them a look, you know. That's why they're not going to call your father and dads and my daddy.
Yeah.
That's why them say it like a joke, you know, yeah, like it's just a thing. But that a real
kind, not a gold kind of man, godfather.
No, man. No, man, but. No,
what is that real?
To pay attention.
That is weird. No.
To pay attention.
You don't know, so them whisper to you.
Yo!
Them are bad man, but them whisper to you and close to you because you're them daddy.
Yeah, so it's
our
like
uncle.
It's like, and that's why them call them one another, yo dog. Is that one of them? Is really a one of them? Is that one of them a look?
But when big
you
man
of call the dog them and put them on a leash and say, yo, do that, and them get a treat and do that and them get a
wave.
They want guidance. They want guidance.
No, the thing with that is what you're taking on. I think that is why more people don't do it and don't take up the responsibility of leading, because is what you're leading. Mm-hmm. Is what you're leading. Are you leading an army, or are you
you're leading.
Raising a society.
So no, but it's not you're even is
are you leading some kittens?
Right. Is are you leading an army? Are you leading a pack of wolves or is a pack of mongrels?
I don't want to lead the army.
That's the problem. So that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to lead the army.
And that is the thing with most man who have to figure it out. And figure it out for them family and for them own wolf pack. Them no want to figure it out for the greater community because the greater community come with too much mongrel in the wolf pack. Too much fuckery. Too much tree what done been the wrong way already.
Away from the sunlight.
Literally.
But it take a long time for a tree if it grow and bend.
Yeah.
Brother, in a community where the four of us live in a same community, we did see one boy that was a problem. 50 boys did good out there. We sit down there and watch it.
Yeah, man.
We notice that one start job for 5 more. We say, you see them?
Yeah, man. The one of them.
Then now we end up being 4 of us sit down. See him here and I look. What we do? The youth them gone in my life.
Acho. If we give up on them.
Bro, do not try to lead an army. Me been through that philosophy when me have a whole heap of people who me think fitting.
Myself.
You see, all of it. And I said this, no, man, I also me go around a one different part. A one youth.
What? Me have a few.
No, a one youth.
Me know what you mean, man.
You want to try. It don't have to be your youth.
Forget
it.
No, and that's it. I hope you say that.
There is one youth. It don't have to be this promising youth.
Yeah,
every youth have promise. So, if you decide, say, Adin, good, we...
No, you can't fix.
Look, for now,
yeah.
We not
can't fix.
For now, we not have to think about him.
Yeah.
Because we see, say, at least you know, and maybe you might call for help, but at least you know, if all of we did make a decision, but most of we who comfortable enough not being that, we so busy trying to go that we happy we leave some round there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when we look round there, we say, boy, the place are run away. Bro, we did not have 100 youths with a problem. Just last week, we sat down and had 10 youths with a problem.
Yeah, so but, you know, sir, you know.
And we are going because we are facilitating the same fuckery that we're talking against.
In 2022, I made a decision that I was going to dedicate a piece of my life towards servicing.
Mm-hmm.
Because my sister, there are certain things that I have a whole heap to learn, and every day is an opportunity for improvement.
Absolutely. Right?
So I don't know so I do that, but I understand as well that there are a lot of things that I have learned in my journey that I can impart to a younger youth. So I always try to figure out ways in which I can share certain knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
As I get it, I pass it on.
Yep.
Get it, pass it on. And it's a important thing for each we do, each one teach one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I am because we are Ubuntu kind of vibe.
Yeah.
It's a thing where it is the only way forward, really and truly.
But that's why I mentioned earlier the term the greater good. Because if you allow the greater good to stop at your door, sooner or later, you know, I go on the door.
Yeah,
what is outside, I go come in as well.
Yeah.
And I try as best as possible to impact any life positively that I come across.
Yeah.
And again, it comes back to being a real man. A real man can't just be real for his household.
True.
A real man have to be real for society. I am the type of man, whether people define me as real man or not. If I am driving on the roadside and I say, a little boy or girl or school picnic or do some things where not in sync with what should be happening. May I stop?
See it.
Now the truth is, I might be fooled because them little youth are going to go out some foolishness. But
mm-hmm.
I can't help myself. May I stop and tell them go on home?
Yeah, man.
I would receive a video the other day where a brother video some picnic and I run them, tell them to go on. I'm see people in the comments I talk about you for loud pick them and video. Hello, how can I call myself a real man? And say, my Jamaican sons and daughters, well, although
Me don't know them.
They are your, your children.
They are, absolutely.
How can I pass them? And no, say, all right, at least my pitney their own. Mm-hmm. And my pitney get picked up from school. And
no, no, there are times you...
You can't tell yourself a real man and okay with that.
Other children.
Have to.
More than those
you... You can't be more than your father, biologically.
No, no, what may I say to you is, there are times, whether by association, family, friendship, or even just service, there are times what you invest in the betterment of a youth or a youth.
Mm-hmm.
You give that knowing that your child don't need this
easily.
Because you're a child of community. Remember this, you know, no matter how good you be as a father, you know, there'll always be another six. We will always be there to make sure it's okay, fine. Your youth guided and your youth, all right. That youth don't have community.
Uh-uh.
That youth not have foundation and them something there. But that youth have influence.
You speak to something. What more you forgot? And then I'm going to introduce that.
It's interesting how as we speak we tend to be settling on
ideas.
Not just ideas, but is parenting.
Yeah.
As fathers, we tend to be settling. So you can clearly see that is one of the foundations of being a real man is to continue to lead and inspire and guide others. But I had a conversation with my wife the other day, and so it went some fuck up, but bear with me. You know my style. But very so I sit down and it just hit me one morning, like I say, yo, where you get out of having children? I like to sit down and I think about it and I say, absolutely fucking nothing is not for you. I mean, we can go down the rabbit hole and talk about, you know, the fulfillment and pride and the joy you get when you see you grow. But you can't, them things are not tangible. And when you reach a point spiritually where you start dressing back from your emotions and observing your emotions as experiences and not necessarily that you are engulfed in them.
Yeah.
You realize that these things are fleeting. You know, happiness, sorrow, all of these things them come and go like the wind. There's no grip to them. Mm-hmm. Them just disappear. Yeah. So what is really the purpose of having a child?
Procreation.
Like, I think about, which means, that is the only thing, you know, it's just continuance of the race.
Of the race.
which means now that what your child really is an offering and a presentation and you're giving something to what you believe the future should look like. That is really what your child is in. So
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
It's an offering that you're making towards
society.
Yeah.
Not to your betterment, you know, bro.
That's why
you don't have to love your children.
But you must grow them.
Let me take care of them. You don't need to love them.
Let me encapsulate that for you.
Okay.
Somebody, there's an old saying that says, you're sitting in the shade today because somebody planted a tree 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. This pet sperm that we decide to keep and grow them for how much years?
Yeah. That's one way to look at it. Yeah.
That's really what they are.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a pet sperm that we decided to keep.
It's the way you got it.
We are annoyed.
20 years down the line, that pet sperm will start to contribute, hopefully positively, towards society.
All depending on what we would have fed.
Exactly, which is why it is important that we now bend them towards the light. We never say a tree grow away from light yet, but it is important that we grow them towards the light, so them understand, say, yo, we could try to be better. And the 1% rule is something we always practice. 1% rule, try to be 1%. Today, try to be 1% better than you were at something yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, for me, everything, you can't be 1% better at everything, Christ. Yeah. But one thing, you know what I mean?
Pick something.
Absolutely.
But you alone can't bend your youth to the light.
No, but you said it. You spoke to it. You said community.
Yeah.
Brother, the sense of community in Jamaica is gone to zero, you know?
But only if we so self-centered.
And it's not just Jamaica. That, to be fair, it's not just Jamaica.
But what you say, you can't be that man. And your greatest thing is that your youth did come first in the class. Your youth are the best runner. Your youth are get scholarship. Your youth did turn doctor. Yeah. And then to also brag that out of the entire community, and your youth alone great, you have to ask yourself some question. What kind of man are you if within the graph of life you have managed to create something great in a one corner by yourself?
Super influence.
It means that what you have done is burn down the rest of the place in order for this alone to
make you look like you're great. And that's why, as my favorite dancer,
so something wrong with you?
You're not a star until you make a star. Until then, you are Rumbar.
Yeah. Which is why you see them kind of reasoning. Yeah? We need to understand the depths of the reasoning, you know? That parenting and fathership and it not up, you can separate yourself, which is why there's a man in this world who has never helped to bring a child into this world, who has been a greater father than many of us.
Holy.
There's been a man out there who have 20 children, who is still a better father than a man who have one. In the end, if your aim is to walk into this world and to achieve and to leave this world and be remembered without anything else outside of your circle, you have failed as a man. You don't need to become a success and get applause and awards for all you have done. You just need another human being in life to say, see him? Him help me to think better or to be better. That is your purpose. Mm-hmm.
You see, in that vein, I want us to use this platform now for this. Because something that I believe is missing from the youth, them is exposure. Unfortunately, all them exposed to
hitting the nail on the head, sir.
The foolishness that we see on TikTok. Mm. I mean, I really mean for bash TikTok, but it has become that. Yeah. You know what I mean? It has become more of the arms outside the world where you just got to see people act out of the norm.
And coffee, sometime we go circus, go watch clown. We need to appreciate that. It's absolutely a clown show.
Yeah.
And it has its place.
Yeah.
But too many of us are thinking too far into it.
But in terms of and exposure, it,
you know,
I wasn't exposed to a lot until I started making it in entertainment. I started going to other places. I experienced different cultures and different ways of thinking and people who view the world differently. I say, yo, only reason I used to think like that is because I grew up on an island where all we know is X, is it me? But them when you grew up on the other side of the world and them don't know them thing. So for them, what me I say sound like foolishness. But what them I say to me actually makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But coffee, more you go one step further with the exposure. Because it's a real life thing of me experience.
As I coming from Maxfield, the cultures, the reality is so much different from even Portmore. I wasn't used to the concept of having a bathroom inside a house.
Outside, you use the bathroom.
It's a tenement yard. All of the yard I'm in there. You have a bathroom over there, so you're used to having the little thing where you walk with when you go to the shower, go stand up and wait, and make sure you try and go out like early than everybody else. You're used to your neighbor them, and you're always aware because it's two of them in the kitchen, and anybody touch my stove, I war. So that was natural. The first time I live in a space where we have own a kitchen in our yard. This is weird. So it's what weird, I
but
was
but your reach.
As a child, what I was aspiring to was the big house in the tenement yard, because most tenement yard have one house where the owner them own live in another house there. Where the rooms are a little nicer. That was my aspiration to be in there in the ghetto.
Because you thought everybody in the world lived the
live
same
like
you.
That. The is first that time way? I start go above half a tree. That's how far in all this. people live like this.
You know the nice
thing. And it's made me aspire to so much
well,
more.
Coffee. Well, coffee no. Craig no. The no. Talk about the youths them. Well, left school. And when you as big man do so no one I say, yo, them time they're probably asylum or quad. And you are the grown adult people. And a man stand up in a New Kingston and stay so and say,
yeah man, I look up in the sky like a New York.
A jungle him live.
What is?
And you say, bro, no, you move.
You can walk from here, come here.
And it's around the road.
And him tell the point blank say, you see that black there?
Me not cross this.
Me go from Spanish Town Road, come up to Waltham, to and this song.
The reality.
Him live there, war there, go school there, get picnic there, mother there. The man say, the man them in the car, when everybody are roll out, you know, is a one youth alone exposed. And you say, brother, if me did know this, me wouldn't it? Me wouldn't do that. That's something you know. We'd have to start somewhere else first, you know.
Yeah, man. Wouldn't take on the path.
So me I say, then brother, for me reach a carib, you know, literally reach half a tree. And the man I say, you know, say, from a day me I preach, so if I step in my plate, you might be surprised.
I won't be.
That the same youth, so we say, them so engaged in this and that, and them just a focus on what I can be. Because that's what helped them in TikTok. TikTok and them something.
Right,
the self-actualization in our space. You're not also surprised. The things with them don't. No.
But bro.
And the thing, town bad check rural.
It, exactly. Worse when they go to the country.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm making my point to the I love talking to you them one. But my also like, can you say, yo, you see the lifestyle of your favorite entertainer? Because them believe the entertainer them paint a nice picture. Say, oh, yo, I'm going to drive this and I live this one. I have 20 that and I walk with this for my belly and $20 million in my pocket. Bro, them broke, like, if you ever know.
And relative to what you can have, the life that you can have, easy.
But then when I have a conversation with some young youth, I can say, yo, dog, but achieve the thing that we are up on, we're favorite entertainer, no matter about working 9 to 5. So, you tell me now, what you want, do you want to spend sleepless nights at the studio, or you want to invest in yourself, build yourself, find a career path, chase your thing,
but what,
build your dream.
What is success to a man?
You know how difficult it is to create something from your imagination. Like you just think about something.
Yeah, what is success to a man? What is success to a man?
I'll say this to you. I'm perfectly comfortable and accept the facts. And everybody I got to achieve material success.
No, but what is material? Are you a successful person, Kaffi?
You are successful.
I'm very much successful.
Good.
You know why?
You're successful.
Look at me,
I'm winning right now.
And I'm saying to you, you are not R. Daddy Williams.
No.
Your name not the palm building. He was successful.
But
his success don't diminish yours.
No.
And as youths, we have to also point out to the youths, successful is not a title that belongs to one specific place and point in a life. Ambition and aspiration don't mean you don't achieve success. And we need to say, too much of them youth seeing we and greater than we socially or financially and thinking, bro, me not reach nowhere in a life. I have achieved zero because we have to understand we have a role to play. The things we abhor and find to be abject.
Man, you go deep. You go school. You go school.
We have to understand our role in making sure that these things.
Google.
You know what? Let me give him some more familiar. I need not dilate.
Well, that's the bell. That means we'll be the topic. Closing words.
My closing word is this. The first thing on your journey to be a real man, but I'm sure if you're there, is that you need to create your philosophy as to who you are and who you want to be and ultimately need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then allow that to filter in every space that you exist.
Reverse engineer it.
It's true. So
start with the end inside.
Yes, man.
Not a bad mission.
Yeah. Me, basically, that means that's it too. I have a vision and a plan, and don't be afraid to take the first step in faith towards executing the steps on that plan.
Big message. So that you either win or you learn. You never lose.
Never.
Go out there
what and take. What is a lose? Jump on.
It might sound ridiculous, but as an old man did tell me one time, one of the things about becoming a man, anytime you find yourself being somebody who you'd want your children to be and proud of it.
Yeah, man. Reach.
You're on the way. Because no matter who you are, you could have been the worst man and feel good about it. But you wouldn't want to see that in the eyes of a child.
Mm.
So once you are becoming somebody that you want to see children be in a positive light, and that light is always close enough, but you'll never reach. Keep going. Just keep going.
See that? Rodney said, live for more than yourself. Live for the next generation. Live for your youth, whether it be your youth or somebody else.
I know. Yeah.
And you see that jacket conversation there. Brother, I'm going to get some questions. We have to have part two of the jacket conversation, I swear. I'm going to get some questions.
Two-year or not two-year?
Mandatory patterns.
How me sound it? Two-year or not two-year?
Bespoke or not
bespoke? Come on, boy. Come on, Taylor. Yeah.
Boy, I want to say give thanks for the support, everybody.
Man, shit,
it has been overwhelming. Of course, every episode thus far has been sponsored by Ice and Plastic. But hopefully by next week, we will actually have a sponsor logo, a flash.
Now that we have him sitting here now, you must understand.
Yes.
This is
strategic as well.
This is what we call the corporate good.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody me know you know. Yeah. So be honest.
Otis landing.
Come on, man. Is that you know? Ain't nobody come and see you all this.
That is true.
Until next week, this has been another episode of Unscripted. Let's go a whole firm in Babylon, get to you.
Bless up.
That is it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.